Bobby was not happy with the settings of the Minecraft game. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. We rejoin Bobby and Hannah. They are starting to play Minecraft. Hannah started the game and quickly put in the settings. She selected survival and normal. Now this was horrifying to Bobby because he had never played with those settings. He was used to little kid settings. He was used to creative and peaceful. He played easy once, but he didn't find it easy. He found it hard. So when she selected survival and normal, Bobby knew he was in for an ordeal. He had no idea how good Hannah was at playing this game. When they arrived in the new world created for this session, Bobby started looking around. Hannah quickly identified an area to the right, which was flat, had some trees, some grass, and it was near water. She figured that was going to be ideal. And then on closer inspection, she saw there was a hillside. So she had pretty much everything she needed to start the game. Bobby looked more to the left, and he was exploring a little bit, and unfortunately he was having trouble navigating, so he fell off a cliff, and that was the first time his character died in the game. So he had to respawn, so he's now back and not feeling good about this game. While this occurred, Hannah has been cutting the grass, collecting seeds, and set her sights on chopping wood. So she is chopping wood and a lot of it. When she had enough wood, she made sticks and planks and a crafting table so that she could make some wooden tools. While she was busy doing that, Bobby started chopping some wood for himself. He wanted a stick and he wanted some wooden tools as well. Hannah started cutting into the hillside and she had two purposes. She wanted to gather cobblestones as a resource, but she also wanted to make a place that she could hide at night. She wanted to build a little cave for herself so that she could be safe at night. Bobby was cutting woods and he went deeper into the woods, and that's when the zombie came out and attacked him. But he had not made any wooden tools, so the zombie killed his character. So he had to respawn. Hannah dug deep into the hillside. She got a lot of cobblestones. She also found some coal. So she collected enough coal that with sticks and the coal, she was able to make torches, and then she was able to place them in this cave she was creating for herself. She also created a furnace. Bobby was able to create a wooden sword, so when he saw a cow, he was able to kill that and get the meat. Hannah saw a sheep, so she collected the meat and the wool. Unfortunately, a spider attacked Bobby and he had to respawn. With this defeat, Bobby was losing interest in the game. So before respawning, he went to the window and looked out and saw his dad was finishing up the gate in the fence. He told Hannah, who was busy crafting things in her area in the Minecraft game. She stopped, listened to him, and he persuaded her to go out and check out the new gate. When they got to the new gate, it was complete. It was finished. Oscar was on the other side of the fence in Bobby's yard, and they were in Hannah's yard. Bobby's dad showed them how the latch worked. It was a simple latch where the gate would come to the closed position and then a yoke would hold it in place. A very simple latch. And he had selected that so that it would be easy for the kids to open and close the gate. Well, this became a game, and so they practiced letting each other through the gate, opening and closing it, latching it, unlatching it. It became a little game for them. Now, Oscar was watching every move they made. His eyes were just fixed on these two kids as they opened the latch, opened the gate, closed the gate, closed the latch. After a while, it was time to go home. So each kid went to their own yard and to their own home. Oscar had learned a lot from those kids, and he was always curious about the other yard. So he started pawing at the yoke. Initially, he wasn't able to get it to do anything. He just was jumping up against the gate. But at one point, he hit it with his paw, and the yoke came up, and the gate came open. So now Oscar has access to the neighbor's yard. He took full advantage of that. He went to their back door and sniffed around. He was exploring with his powerful nose. Hannah's mom saw Oscar in the yard, sort of figured out what was going on, wasn't sure of the details, of course, so she went outside, took Oscar by the collar, led him to the gate, put him on the other side, and closed the gate. Within 5 minutes, Oscar was back at her door. He had learned to open that gate. So she took him back, put him in his own yard, and then she picked up a little stick and put it into the latch to prevent the yoke from coming up. It wasn't going to be secure for long, but it might stop Oscar from coming back to her house within just a couple of minutes. When she got back to her house, she sent a text to Bobby's mom explaining that Oscar had figured out how to open the gate. Bobby's parents discussed this, and Robert decided that maybe he should get a different latch that the kids could still open, but that would prevent Oscar from having access to the neighbor's yard. That's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I encourage people to like and subscribe. That helps us to build our channel. And I hope you join us in future videos. See you soon.